Okay, I want you to have a little look around you. Okay, turn around, have a little look, because this is your church family. Okay, and we all look a little bit different from each other, don't we? We have long hair or short hair, or fatter or thinner, or taller or shorter, or whatever. We're a real mixture of different people. And I expect that we actually like and dislike different things too. So we're going to have a little survey here about what you, at the 4 o'clock, like and dislike. Toby's going to stand one side, Millie's going to stand the other side, and I want everybody, not just the kids at the front, to point. You get two options, and I want you to point to which you most like. You might have to hold them up a little bit higher. Okay, so first choice is a burger or a hot dog. Which do you like? Oh, I think the burger wins. Okay, next one. Do you like Coke or do you like lemonade? Which is your choice? Well, down at the front, it's definitely lemonade. I think it's sort of half and half down there at the back. Okay, at the front, you're lemonade. Next choice. Would you prefer to watch and play rugby or football? Oh, then 9:15, it was football. Here at the 4, it's rugby. Yes. Yes. And then, would you prefer to spend your holidays on a beach or in the snow? Okay, it's the beach that wins every time. Thank you very much. Brilliant. You see, we like different things, don't we? But if you liked lemonade and your friend liked Coke, would you stop being friends with them? No, that would be stupid, wouldn't it? Would you hate them for not liking lemonade? No, you wouldn't, would you? That would be really, really ridiculous. We wouldn't stop being friends just because somebody liked something different. But sadly, there are differences in the world that mean people do hate each other. And they sometimes even go to war over their differences. They perhaps fight over money, or land, or politics, or jobs. And whole countries can go to war. And that is really, really sad. Well, today is a special day. Can anybody remind us why is it a special day today, Sophia? It's Remembrance Day. And what are we remembering on Remembrance Day, Noah? Soldiers who died in the war. And we tend to remember it by wearing poppies, don't we? Some big ones, some very little ones. There's a real mixture. But we remember people who died, who gave their lives so that we can live in a free and a peaceful country where everybody is welcomed. And there are thousands and thousands who have died around the world to keep us safe, and we give thanks for their sacrifice today. But sadly, hatred and wars are nothing new. They have happened ever since people turned their backs on God. But the wonderful news, and we heard about it in our reading, is that the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ brings peace. He's the only one that could really bring world peace. And first of all, from our Bible reading, we saw or heard that Jesus brings peace between people. In our reading, we heard about two groups of people who really didn't get on. Who were they? Melody. That's right, the Jews and the non-Jews, or another word for them was the Gentiles. And they really, really didn't get on. You see, the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to Ephesians, he lived in a world where there were only two types of people, the Jews or the non-Jews. It wasn't those that liked Coke and those that liked lemonade. You were either a Jew or you were a Gentile. And they didn't get on. The Gentiles really didn't like the Jews. The Jews were God's chosen people, God's special people. And the Gentiles weren't. And they hated each other. The Gentiles lived in the land that the Jews thought was theirs. And the Gentiles persecuted the Jews. What does persecute mean? Yeah, they abused them. They really did. So they didn't get on. They hated each other. You see, the Jews were God's chosen people. They could go to the temple to worship God. And the non-Jews, even if they believed in God, they weren't allowed to go to the temple. They could see the temple because it was built on a big hill. They could get near to the temple, but they couldn't go in because all the way around the temple was a 6-foot high wall. And this wall divided the Jews from the Gentiles. The Jews were allowed through the gates, but the non-Jews could only look at other people going to worship God. Right, what does this sign mean? Yeah? Yeah, trespassers will be prosecuted. What does it mean to be prosecuted? No, no. Anybody out there? Yes? Yes, sued could happen to you, couldn't it? Trespasser is going somewhere where you shouldn't. And if you're going to be prosecuted, then there could be legal action taken against you. You could even go to jail. It could be really, really serious. Trespassers will be prosecuted. It was a serious thing. Well, do you know what? There were signs all round this wall, round the temple, that were a little bit like that. But they didn't say trespassers will be prosecuted. What they said was trespassers will be executed. What does that mean? Killed. Absolutely. Trespassers will be killed. The Jews and the Gentiles hated each other so much that they said if any Gentile went in through the gates of the temple, they would be killed. That is absolutely awful, isn't it? Well, do you remember what we heard in our reading? Because of Christ, we now have peace. Christ made both the Jews and the non-Jews one people. They were separated as if there was a wall between them, but Christ broke down that wall of hate by giving his own body. You see, Jesus got rid of the wall. When Jesus died on the cross, the wall came down. It was now possible for the Jews and the Gentiles to be friends. Jesus ended the law and the divisions that divided them, the rules all about being clean and what you could eat and what you couldn't eat and how many birds and animals you had to sacrifice. When Jesus died on the cross, all of those things stopped and Jews and non-Jews could be friends. Now, I've got some paint here. What happens if I mix red paint with blue paint? Yes. Oh, we don't think it does. You don't think it does. It turns into purple paint. There we go. There's my purple. What happens if we mix blue and yellow paint? What do we get? Shout it out.
Green.
Green. Really good. Got my green. Okay. What happens if we mix orange and red paint? Oh, yellow and red. Oops. Orange. Very good. Okay, if I had some orange paint and I gave it to Sophia, could you please make it back to red and yellow? No? No? Well, could you make the purple back to blue and red? No? Could anybody make my green back to blue and yellow? No. Oh dear. It's not possible, is it? And the same is true of the people, the Jews and the non-Jews. We heard again in our reading, Christ's purpose was to make the two groups of people become one new people. And by doing this, Jesus would make peace. Through the cross, Christ ended the hatred between the two groups. So just like the paint, Jesus has brought together, he has made peace between the two groups of people who trust in him. He's made them into one new people. And that people is called his family, the church. You see, we don't all have to like hot dogs, or we don't all have to like summer holidays on the beach. We can be really different to each other. But if we believe and trust in Jesus, then we are all part of a new people, Jesus' new family, the church. And since Jesus has brought us into his family, we should relate to each other just like families do. We should love and care for each other. What else should we do if we're family? What should we be like? Silence down here at the front. We should love each other, shouldn't we? If we're angry or cross or resentful with each other, it's not right. Jesus came to bring peace. If we've argued with each other, then we should say sorry and forgive each other, because Jesus came to bring peace. Now, there will still be divisions between people all over the world if they don't love Jesus. It's not that Jesus has automatically brought peace to all people everywhere. But if we love Jesus, then there should be no divisions between any of us. All of those should have gone for those of us that love Jesus. Jesus brings peace to everyone in his family, and he did it by dying on the cross. Well, secondly, Jesus brings us peace between people and God. We heard in our reading, Paul is writing to the Ephesians, and they're Gentile people, they're non-Jews, and he reminded them that they were once far away from God. But now in Christ Jesus, you are brought near to God through the blood of Jesus' death. You see, before Jesus died, the Ephesians were far, far from God. They didn't know him. They didn't love him. And to help us understand that, I need a volunteer. Let's have Sophia. Okay, Sophia, I want you to go and stand down there. Okay, please. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Stop. Right. Now I need you to come near to me. Ah! But you can't move. Okay? So just come near to me. Oh. Oh. Okay. What could she do to come near to me? She could hire a lorry. Yes, I think that would take a bit of time. It's not going to happen in the next couple of minutes, is it? What else could she do? Clara? She could move her arms. I'm not sure moving her arms is going to get her near to me either. I could move towards her, but I don't really want to move either. No. What else could she do? Zaki? Somebody could pick her up. Do you think Toby might be able to go and do that? Thank you, Toby. Brilliant. Sophia, you've now come near to me. Thank you very, very much. You can go sit down again. You see, the Ephesians were far from God. They didn't know him. They didn't love him. And there was nothing they could do about it. They weren't part of God's family, and they weren't allowed into the temple to worship God. They were helpless. They needed someone to help them, just like Sophia did. And that is true for us too. Once we were all far from God, we didn't know him. We didn't love him. We turned our backs on God, and we did what we wanted rather than what God wants. And what do we call it when we do that? Sin. And how do we remember sin at St. Mary's? You want to come up and show me? Show everybody. We'll do this all together. So sin has three letters. S, I, N, doesn't it? And this is what we say. Shove off God. Him in charge. No to your commands. I think we need to do that again a bit louder and a bit bigger, don't we? Okay, so let's all try it together. Sin is when we say, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your commands. Brilliant, thank you, Georgie. You see, when we tell God to shove off, when we cut, we are effectively cutting ourselves off from God. It's as though that wall comes back. That wall cuts us off from God. We can't be close to God because of our sin. And our greatest need is to be close to God, to be reconciled to him, to have peace with him, because that's what we need for eternity. And we can't do it by ourselves. There is nothing that we can do that can make us close to God. For those of us who've been here for the last few weeks, we've been learning about the Reformation. And we learned that it was no good paying money. It was no good praying prayers for people that were already dead. It was absolutely useless. Even our good deeds don't get us to heaven. The only way that we can be close to God is believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus. But once again, Jesus has come to our aid. Jesus has broken down that wall between us and God. Jesus broke down the barrier between us and God when he died on the cross. And because of Jesus' death, we can now be close to God. We can be near to him. We needn't be far away any longer. And so it's possible for every one of us who trusts and believe in Jesus to be part of God's family. By dying on the cross, Jesus has made one new people who all believe the same about him. And on Remembrance Day, as we've said, we remember those who died in wars to bring us peace. We do that once a year. But every Sunday, and in fact every day, it would be wonderful to remember Jesus who died to bring us peace. Peace with each other in his family, and peace with God. A bit later on in our service, we're going to share communion together. We're going to share some bread and some wine as we think about Jesus dying on the cross. We share bread to help us remember about Jesus' body when he was killed on the cross. And we share wine to help us remember Jesus' blood when he died on the cross. And we should be very thankful that Jesus was willing to die on the cross so that we can have peace with God. So let me say a thank you prayer as we finish. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he was willing to die in our place, and that because of that, we can be at peace with each other, in our new church family, and at peace with you. Thank you that because of Jesus, you accept us. We praise you for that. Amen.